that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The sermon for today, Epiphany Sunday, or the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, is written by the Most Reverend John T. Cahone, Jr., late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. In God we trust. The ancient world was, as St. Paul said, very religious. There were many gods and many religions and theological systems from which to choose. We know that that is also pretty much the way things are now. Little of substance in human life ever really changes. The word Gentiles means literally those born, the nations, and came to refer to everyone who was not a Jew. One of the major themes of the Hebrew Bible is the idea that someday everybody, Jew and Gentile alike, will worship the God of Israel. The prophet said such things as, "Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with God's people, and praise the Lord, the God of Israel, all ye Gentiles." Sometime in the future, what appeared to be the tribal god of a not very important Semitic people based in Palestine would be revealed as the one true God of the entire universe. St. Paul and the other early Christians saw that the way God chose to reveal his cosmic and earth-shattering fact about himself was Jesus. That insight came to St. Paul by a direct communication from God, as he tells us in this evening's epistle. He says that God has told him a secret which he had never revealed before. In St. Paul's own words, this is the secret, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. What he means is that Gentiles don't just have to recognize that God of the Jews is the only God. In Jesus Christ, Gentiles can now actually become Jews. They can get in on the good things God had always promised to his chosen people. Now, membership in God's chosen people is not limited to the descendants of Abraham. It includes anyone at all who wants to inherit the promises. Good news for all of us. The Gentile wise men who came to see baby Jesus put flesh and bones on the point the prophets made. There shall come a star out of Jacob and a scepter out of Israel. The Gentiles shall come to the light and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord, all because there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.